Lake George is a 32-mile-long waterway in the eastern Adirondacks. On Tuesday, Lake George Park Commissioners, which oversees policy for the watershed, passed a resolution that enables the agency to create mandatory boat washing and inspection programs for all trailered boats entering Lake George waters.
I would like to have a roll call vote on this one, please, gentlemen. Joe?
Yes. We have to do what is absolutely necessary to keep any other invasive species from being here. So I'm proudly voting yes for this resolution.
Yes.
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 And the chairman votes yes. That makes it unanimous.
The vote does not immediately implement mandatory boat washing and inspections. Rather, it allows the commission to develop such regulations for state approval. Lake George waterkeeper Chris Nowitzki is praising what he calls a milestone.
This clearly is just the first step. They have prepared draft regulations. We will get into a comment period on those, and then we still have to go through the state government review process. But this is the crucial, critical first step to get to where we need to be. And hopefully, if things line up well, we will be there for next summer.
Lake George Mayor Bob Blaze calls the unanimous vote by the Lake George Park Commissioners one of the most important decisions made in the history of Lake George.
The key word is prevention. We're trying to prevent additional invasives getting into our lake that cannot be eradicated, and we're trying to control, to some sense, what we already have.
The Lake George Association sponsors a voluntary lake steward program that has inspected boats for the past 6 years. Association Executive Director Walt Lender says what the program has found just this year illustrates the importance of the commission's vote to implement a lake-wide mandatory system.
We've already inspected about 2,700 boats coming to Lake George, and our stewards have removed 53 different items from boats, whether it's plants or animals. And of those, about 18 were determined to be invasive species, including zebra mussels and quagga mussels and pearly leaf pondweed and invasive plants like Eurasian water milfoil. So it shows these things are still coming to Lake George, and we have to do everything we can to keep them out of the lake.
Mayor Blaze notes that while there may be some inconvenience with initial implementation, communities across the lake depend on the purity of lake waters for their livelihood.
The folks that have businesses on the lake, they're depending upon the lake to be as pristine and valuable that people can enjoy and come to fish and recreate. And their living is dependent upon the lake. So as of today, we've had a tremendous amount of support from the local marinas, from the people that own restaurants, certainly the folks that have launch sites. All of them realize the importance of the lake to them and to the folks that come here. So I think in the end, we're going to have a great deal of cooperation from everyone.
Having strict regulations in place will not only benefit Lake George, it should also help other water bodies across the region, according to Adirondack Council Executive Director Willie Janeway.
The better we can control invasives in one location, the easier it is to keep invasives from also spreading to other lakes. And it will probably ignite a lot of good discussion about how we can use education, prevention, and when necessary, rapid response to protect the water bodies throughout the Adirondacks. The water resources of the Adirondack, 1,800 lakes, thousands of miles of rivers and streams, are one of the incredibly unique things that draw people to the Adirondacks and are an economic resource for the park. So this will protect Lake George, but it also will have a ripple effect.
There are currently 5 known invasive species in Lake George: Eurasian water milfoil, spiny water flea, zebra mussels, Asian clam, and curly leaf pondweed. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.